He who knows your dreams knows you better than your closest friend. He reads your unhampered mind, your questing heart, your quickening pulse. For he's your companion on the mystic journey through the unknown borderlands of life, and in all its hidden meaning, holds you close. He reads the longings in your heart, and he is with you now, as always. Questions a child can ask. Those endless, baffling questions. And yet, each one deserves an answer. A thoughtful and honest answer. And to render it thusly, well, parents must be very wise, don't you think? Right now, I'd like to tell you about such a question from a little boy, and about its answer. For the question was a very important one. Seeing the stars and stripes rippling in the breeze, young Bobby turned to his mother and said, "Mother, what does the flag mean?" And for a moment, she may have been hard put for an answer, but if she searched long enough and deep enough, perhaps the answer came like this. "The flag?" said Mother, glancing down into his round, inquiring face. "The flag, what does it stand for?" "Well, Bobby, that's a question kind of hard for a mother to answer. You see it on the breeze blowing up and down the place? It's an emblem, dear, symbol of a country's unity." The curious blue eyes uplifted. Waited still. So Mother put her arm around him, and thinking for a while, she said, "There are 13 stripes. Can you count them?" Yes, he could count them. Slowly, in a lisping, childish tongue, he could count them. "But why 13? What did they stand for?" "The colonies," said Mother. "Now count the stars." But Bobby couldn't count to 48. In spite of that, he pointed a pudgy finger to the banner and asked, "What do the white stars mean, Mama? What do the white stars mean?" Well, Mother closed her eyes and thought a long, deliberate moment before she said, "I'll tell you." They mean the roaring majesty of Niagara Falls. You'll see it someday, perhaps from an airplane seat. You'll see the churning foam and the tumbling spray, the mad race of the waters on their rushing journey to Lake Ontario, and you'll think, that is ours. That's in the flag. Then on you'll go to Colorado, where you'll see the Garden of the Gods and the rainbow colors of the deep Grand Canyon. You'll see the painted desert in Arizona and California's giant redwood trees and the tobacco fields of Kentucky and the rugged country of Tennessee. The mammoth rocks of the Great Smokies will rise above you, and you'll be dwarfed by the blue-hung mist shrouding the Alleghenies and the orange ball of sun over the Rockies' crest. The white stars? Is that what they mean? Is that all the white stars mean? Oh, no, no, that's not all, said Mother. They mean more than that. They mean powerhouses crowding the river's edge and smoking billows against the sky. They mean the Bessemer converter and the beehive oven and the strip mine. They mean ship after ship of red-stained ore and mile after mile of unloading docks. They mean logs crowding their way from Canada on the cool blue waters of Lake Superior. They mean the heavy lurch of trucks on the superhighway linking city with country and town. They mean the voice of industry. Like the place where Daddy works. Yes, like the place where Daddy works. That's what the white stars mean. But listen to me, Bobby. The white stars mean more than that. They mean the cowboy in the country of the Rio Grande, and the shipyard worker, the housewife and the school child like yourself, the concert hall where people crowd to hear great music played. They mean your school, Bobby, and the college you may select someday. They mean museums filled with wonders enough to make you ask questions for 6 lifetimes. They mean libraries so stacked with books, going to church on Sunday, laboratories where science finds new cures for old diseases, and the core of mystery thrust asunder means progress, Bobby. The white stars mean progress. And the white stripes, my son, the white stripes mean the fighting colonists you've read about in school. And that red field means the fire of freedom that burns in all of us. It stands for the Green Mountain Boys and the Battle of Lake Erie, for General Jackson at New Orleans, and your uncle at Chateau Thierry. It stands for freedom between the North and South. And it stands for the crosses in Flanders Field. Even as it has waved over the ruins of Japan and Germany, the fire of freedom the symbol of a great idea, worked out by a great people on a simple Christian plan. The emblem of one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Today, it waves over many homes and brings new hope to many people. Let's say a prayer, Bobby, son. Let's say a prayer that someday its dream shall be realized. Realized for all oppressed and suffering men. Now, until the next time we meet, this is your Dreamweaver saying goodbye and reminding you, only a vigilant people know that freedom is worth the price.